All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared, and joining us are BJ and Rich and Mikey P and Maddie and Tony and the Mesa and Biz and Jess and Ryan. All sorts of people coming at you on video and audio to, spread the love during the quarantine, the lockdown, especially here in California. We're on lockdown. You're not allowed to leave. You got to stay within 6 feet of everyone. You know, all the rules, the COVID-19 rules. But we're trying something a little different by doing a little video component to this whole podcast. So you can definitely listen to the audio if you're listening to the normal podcast feed. Hello and welcome. And if you are wanting to see the video, because most of it's not going to make sense without the videos, head over to YouTube. Or I'm going to try and post it on Facebook. And yeah, all sorts of places. So be sure and check it out. With all that being said, thank you out there to the subscribers of our show. I'm just off my groove because there's nobody else here. I'm in my office by myself. Well, it's mine and Samantha's office, but Samantha's out there with Wesley, the baby. Anyway, all that being said, thank you out there for following and subscribing and all that goodness. And without further ado, let's dive into some of these videos, shall we?
Life's a binge!
Right?
Hey everybody, it's BJ from Life's a Binge. And I'm coming to you live from, not live for you, but North Park, California, part of San Diego. And there are people who are playing in their yard or in their alley, off the alley here, which is kind of cool. Andrea is doing a FaceTime with three of her workmates, which is cool. What are you doing to kind of keep your head together and keep your spirits up during this time? I hope you're doing something cool and something nice and something uplifting and energizing. I know a lot of us have been watching television, movies and such, YouTube, and all kinds of things like that. Also listening to music. So with that said, I have a new favorite song. It's a song called When Am I Gonna Leave You? And it's by the band is called, I just heard them, the local, God dang it, I forget the name of it, but I'm gonna cue it up and play it. But I love the song. And
I remember the trees swung down like an archangel choir, and the ocean was all we could see, and I knew that I wanted you. I remember you closing the shutters and staying down by my side, and the night that was just let me through was painting body's stripes. I remember the trees coming down.
Classic Simpsons is a good one to fill time, and we've been watching a lot of Chopped, which is always fun too. Speaking of Chopped, I'm cooking everything like crazy. I got so much time. I'm cooking crazy breakfasts. I'm cooking risotto, things like that. I want to hear from you though. What are you watching? What are you killing time with? What are you filling up your calendar with, since we can't come out and hang out with each other? What are you doing? We want to hear about that. So please send it along. Let us know what you're watching. Include your other person in the house or your friend, whoever you can be with closely. There's my baby talking to talking to her friends. But see you later. See. Hello. That's what's up. I look forward to getting back together at some point and chatting with folks close to each other, face to face, like we do normally. But in the meantime, everybody, stay tight, keep it together, and keep leaning on each other wherever you need to. I think this is gonna be a great thing. You just have to believe that, because there's no other. It can't be anything else. I mean, it's going to suck. There's going to be a lot of people get sick and dying. But as a society, we'll have to pull together. And I think we will. All right. Peace.
Life's a binge! Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Hello, bingers. This is Rich. I think that's the way that I say it on the show. And my recommendation for you this week is Love is Blind. And there it is in the background right there. This show surprised me. It really did. Maybe not so much at the start or in the middle, but the way that the show ends is not your typical reality show, and we actually ended up really enjoying it. It's really good. So check it out. Peace.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Matt here, and just talking about what I'm streaming right now in this crazy, crazy time of not being able to go out and interact with people. So right now I've been watching Glow on Netflix, which is really, really awesome. It has Alison Brie in it, and it has Betty Gilpin and Marc Maron, who are all amazing. Really, really good. I just started. I know that there's been like 3 seasons around or something like that, and I've just started just a couple days ago, and I cannot get enough of it. So that's a really, really nice bingeable thing right now that I have a lot of time. I've been checking out Nailed It. If you haven't seen Nailed It on Netflix, it's really, really good. There's also a couple seasons of that, but it's just it's based around the internet meme of people trying to do things like on Etsy or Pinterest or whatever, and then just completely destroying it and failing really, really hard. It's really fun to watch people fail. And also, it's a very, very nice show where there's not like a whole lot of like negativity. Actually, I would say none at all. People are just having the best time of their lives just messing stuff up. The host brings a lot of levity to it, Nicole Byer. She's just really, really fun to watch, and just a great uplifting show all around. And it just makes you want to go and fail at something really, really hard. In addition to Netflix, I'm watching some BritBox, which is available through Amazon. On BritBox, I've been watching Doctor Who. They have all the classics on there, which is really, really nice. They also have a lot of ones that are really either hard to come by or just really expensive to get, and they have them all there. So I really, really recommend that. I've been currently watching the Robot Story from Tom Baker. That's his first story that he did, which is a lot of fun. And if you're into some cinema mood and you want to get some of those cinemas going, cinema movies, there are some movies that are you could get on demand in, I believe it's Amazon Prime Cinema is what it's called, Prime Cinema. And then also I found out that on Fandango, they have a new app called Fandango Now, where you can stream newly released into the cinema movies. But they're still, it's still like $20 to rent. But maybe it's well worth it. Is it well worth it? Possibly. I don't know. Maybe you should go check it out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? All right, stay safe out there, everybody. I've been Matt. Have a good one.
Life's a binge!
Just recording, huh? Just going for it. Hi.
Hi. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Lock and key in the office.
So we're going a little crazy, quarantined. But, some suggestions of what we've been watching on Netflix or on streaming that we really liked that we binged and finished. We did Lock and Key, which was really cool. If you like Stranger Things,
yeah, kind of like Stranger
without
Things.
Without the 80s vibe, kind of a cross
between. Like, and it's kind of like a kid-friendly Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You'll like it if you like those types of movies and shows. And then I watched The Last Kingdom, which is a pretty cool medieval Danes versus Saxons English kind of drama. Really neat. Kind of Game of Thrones-ish. I was going to say with less magic. There's a little magic, but less magic than Game of Thrones. But along those lines, if you like Game of Thrones, you'll like The Last Kingdom. And the new season is coming out in next month, actually. So you have plenty of time. There's 3 seasons out now. Hour-long episodes. Binge them all. Waiting for season 4. They're done shooting, and they're going to release it next month. And then what else?
That's about it.
The old standby.
The Office.
The Office. I think we're on...
like the 50th or 60th viewing of The Office.
Yeah, we've watched it so much. We're on the episode with Cafe Disco and Jim and Pam were going to get married and they decided not to go elope and instead plan a wedding. And I think that's really it.
Pretty much.
And we've just been quarantining ourselves and staying safe and washing our hands and waiting for this all to blow over. Love you. Bye. Side note, about to drop a couple bombs. We, on Friday the 13th, did something.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show them? Those are wedding rings, bitches. We got married. We eloped.
Yeah, Jim and Pam didn't have the guts.
Yeah. Anyway, on Friday the 13th, we just very, very low-key, quiet, close friends and family went to the courthouse and got her done. Now we're married. And then the other bomb that we could drop is because of this whole COVID-19 thing and me being a nurse and wanting to keep my family safe, I'm going to be canceling my contract with Sharp and leaving town to go home early.
Yep.
We're going to leave tomorrow and drive across the country. Wish us luck. However, gas prices are down, and hopefully there will be nobody on the road.
Yeah.
So, hopefully the trip will be nice and easy, but nobody ever wants to do that fucking drive. It's so long. But we're going to do it tomorrow. I'll be home, settled in, and hunker down during this whole pandemic.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Bye.
Bye again.
Tony in La Mesa.
La Mesa.
Hello, boys. Hey, Rich, seriously, on a positive note, those pictorials are spectacular. Your eye for art, your commentary and interviewing is great. There's no punchline, no joke behind it. Just telling you straight up, it's pretty good stuff. However, Jared had a great idea. Not Let's do a thing with pictures and put it on a podcast. Because still pictures and podcasts are awesome. Like video and a podcast. You understand a podcast is mostly a audio medium, right? I mean, even if you added some music and it'd be dumb. It's a podcast. Pictures. Nobody's going to see pictures on a podcast. I guess maybe if someone was super creative and super smart, they could probably make some sort of entertaining multimedia combo, but it would be a ton of work, and the final product definitely wouldn't be worth all the effort that went into it. Plus, nobody would see it because it's a podcast. I mean, Mikey P, you clearly don't understand format. Unless at some point in a think tank meeting, you guys are like, hey, how can we make this hour and 45 minute podcast a little longer? I know, Mikey P, blow up your segment and abandon the cool thing we came up with and then just expand and talk for hours like Matt and his movie reviews. You have a segment for that. It's called What You Watching. Mikey P Recommends is supposed to be one word, the show. That's what makes it cool. But dang, I'm thinking back to that idea. If someone cobbled together some, you know, relevant pictures, blended them together, added some amusing, maybe informational commentary, some funny captions, I don't know, made a project out of it, could probably be entertaining. The part is, nobody would see it. It's a podcast. I never got how people watch radio shows like Howard Stern or ESPN stuff. It's people talking into a microphone. I can imagine what that's like. I don't need pictures. Anyway, I hope you guys are trying to put out a show with some safe social distancing. I'm sure you guys can sit 6 feet apart, you know, in your recording studio and crap on things you probably never saw. Anyway, till next week.
Life's a Biz.
All right, what's up, bingers? It's Biz with Life's a Biz. And I started to do this, and then this thing distracted me. And so I had to start it all over again. And now I have this one down here, too. So we're all very interested in finding out what you're binging, how you're binging it, what you're doing with it, how many times you watched it, and if it was good or not enough to recommend. Are you done? Are you getting down? Yeah. Anyway. All right. So the thing that I'm going to recommend to everybody is on HBO right now. So if you don't have HBO or HBO Go or has a friend who has HBO Go, please steal it somehow. Because I don't know. Yeah, you can color. I don't know if you all remember, but back in the 90s, there was a little contest from McDonald's, the Monopoly game. Do you all remember that? Some of you are shaking your heads up and down. You remember. Some of you don't. That's okay. Not all of you are really old, like all of us on this podcast. But there was a chance that you could win $1 million if you just peeled a little sticker off of your cup or your French fries. $1 million, right? No, you were never going to get that. Do you know why? Somebody rigged that game. And McMillions on HBO, it's a 6-part documentary. They're all about an hour each. Incredibly well done. Great storytelling. There's heroes, there's villains. And you get a little inside look on what happened with that McDonald's Monopoly game. And it was fantastic. So I really recommend that you spend 6 hours of your time while you're inside. There's a little bit of language in it. It's on HBO. So make sure the kids are in bed. But, I mean, honestly, it was really cool. Nobody really gets hurt here. I mean, somebody wins $1 million and then loses it and then has to pay half upwards. So as far as I can remember, there was not really anybody seriously destroyed because of this game. There are a couple of incidents, but it's indirectly related to the actual game, so there's not a whole lot of consequence. But I'm doing a thing. Thank you. I love you. I'm doing a thing. Yeah, we're gonna color. Anyway, watch McMillions on HBO. That's my recommendation. See ya. This has been Life's a Biz.
Mikey P Recommends.
Hi everybody, Mikey P here, and I'm going to be recommending something, but first I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and just let you know that Jared asked us all to record a video, so there's going to be a video out there, and I wasn't quite video ready, so if you watch the video, you'll see a raccoon. So those of you just listening to the audio portion of the podcast, just envision a raccoon-looking dude talking to you right now. It's really great. Anyhow, that being said, my recommendations for this imposed home staycation is going to be, well, first off, I watched Aeronauts. It's available on Amazon Prime. And let me tell you, it's a really great film. I really, really enjoyed it. It's got some great acting, can't say enough good about it. I'd highly recommend it. It's about a couple of meteorologists that are, you know, taking readings from a hot air balloon, and adventure ensues. So check that one out. Honestly, I haven't been watching a whole lot, surprisingly, video or movies and TV stuff. Been binging a ton of YouTube stuff and learning how to bake bread fresh. Because I've got flour, I've got yeast, I'm making myself some bread for sandwiches. So I'm excited about that. And YouTube is just so amazing, and there's so much great stuff out there to see. It's great actually watching all of the shows, like the late night hosts trying to carry on their shows without an audience. You just really realize how much they rely on kind of the audience's reaction to things. The jokes don't always land quite so so strong, but it's really interesting to watch. So anyhow, and the other thing I've been doing is playing video games like crazy. I've been playing a lot of Wolfson, some virtual board games with family and friends. So been having a blast. So yeah, that's what's been going on, and hope everyone out there is safe, and take care of yourselves, everyone, and life's a binge. Go out there and watch some stuff. You got plenty of time now. Take care. See you on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm just sitting here with my son, Wesley. Say hi, Wesley. We're sitting in the nursery with my TV over there. Trying to find out what to watch. You guys got any suggestions? Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm just sitting here with my son, Wesley. And we're trying to find out what to watch while we're sitting here on quarantine. You got any suggestions?
As you can see, my bit with Wesley didn't quite work because he's a baby. And sometimes you just gotta pause the bit and take care of the baby. But what I recommend is the show 100 Humans on Netflix. It's like a fun kind of experiment show. It's done in a very unique kind of a way. So I recommend that. And what else was on my list? 100 Humans. Ooh, the movie Yesterday is on HBO, and I recommend that movie as well. It's not great. It's not bad, though. It's just a lot of fun. It's a very fun concept. It's the movie where the guy wakes up all of a sudden, and there's nobody remembers the Beatles, and then he is a musician and writes all the Beatles songs and releases them. It's a lot of fun. So check that out. It's on HBO. But what are you out there in podcast/video land watching to do or doing to keep you sane during the quarantine? Let us know. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Call the voicemail line 619-438-0532. Or just comment on this video down below or on Facebook or wherever you are experiencing this. Let us know. Stay safe out there. Wash those hands. Put the mask on. Wear some gloves. And as always, we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge!
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.
And special shout out to myself and Rich especially, and Jess and Ryan and Biz and Mikey and Maddie and BJ a little bit for doing the quote homework assignment correctly by recommending something for our lovely fans to listen to. And then, of course, there's Tony, who went rogue and, you know, he did his Tony thing. Anyway, love you guys. Bye-bye.